This is the first round of a $475 million pot of money the Obama administration has pledged in the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. This round, $161 million will go to Great Lakes projects. Pretty exciting then, this?
Very exciting. It's a wonderful opportunity, and it's going to be a lot of work to get these done, but I think it's going to be great.
That's Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission's Ann McCammon-Soltis. Her agency will be getting $600,000. She says without this, programs for restoring wild rice habitat, testing mercury in fish, and fighting invasive species would be in doubt.
This really gives us the resources to do it right and to do it for 10 species of cultural importance, whereas maybe without this funding we could do it for one or two.
The grants range from less than $100,000 to a $2 million plan for environmental capping of Renard Island off Brown County. UW Superior's Lake Superior Research Institute stands to get nearly $1 million. Institute researcher Amy Elliott says they'll collect information about wetlands and rivers going into Lake Superior.
The resource is extremely critical locally and globally, of course, but there's not a lot of baseline information there. So with that information, they'll be able to set priorities and make some targeted monitoring decisions.
These finalists must make a formal application by June 25th to get the money. There were more than 1,000 applications. 270 groups look to get grants. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.